USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden will attempt to pass some form of gun control before a new Congress is seated, possibly renewing his attempt to ban assault weapons. He'll need to do it before January the 3rd, which is when the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, where support for meaningful gun legislation is likely to get bogged down. Residents of two American towns spent much of their holiday mourning the latest victims of gun violence. Last weekend, an attacker opened fire in Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, killing five people. On Tuesday, a Walmart store manager in Chesapeake, Virginia, gunned down six co-workers before turning the gun on himself. The shooter left a rambling note on his cell phone in which he railed against other employees who he felt had mocked and betrayed him. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.